Another island that's had to deal with disaster is Hispaniola in the Caribbean. It's shared by two countries. On one side, Haiti. On the other, the Dominican Republic. Recently, on the Dominican side, the country's highest court issued a controversial ruling. It allows the Dominican government to revoke the citizenship of children born to undocumented immigrants. The decision is reverberating in the DR and Haiti and among Haitian and Dominican immigrants living in New York City. As part of our Global Nation coverage, Bruce Wallace has that story.
About a dozen Haitian pastors gathered on a recent evening in the back room of a restaurant in East Flatbush, Brooklyn. The neighborhood's a center of Haitian life in New York City. There's a lot on the agenda, but first, of course, a hymn. One of the leaders here is Bishop Emmanuel Dennis. He says as soon as he learned about the court ruling in the Dominican Republic, he started making calls.
When I heard that, I began to say, okay, as ministers, as shepherds, you know, we have to do something. We cannot stay passive. We have to take action. We have to cry against that.
He's upset about a decision in September by the Dominican Republic's Constitutional Court. It tightens a 2010 law denying citizenship to people born to parents who aren't Dominican and makes it retroactive for anyone born after 1929. It affects about 250,000 people, most of them with roots in Haiti. International rights groups call the ruling racist. In the Dominican Republic, people are evenly split over it. And in New York, Haitian and Dominican immigrants are uniting against the ruling. The Haitian pastors are part of the protest movement, talking in Creole late into the evening, strategizing and planning marches. Some demonstrations have already begun.
Viva ici! Viva ici!
Recently, a crowd gathered in Times Square near the Dominican consulate to protest the ruling. Signs in Creole, Spanish, and English read, "Dominican Republic, stop the apartheid," and "No to ethnic cleansing." Longtime Haitian activists here are helping organize the protests, people like Lord Divers. And he says it's not common to see Haitians so united on an issue. Politics can often split the community here, with people, say, for or against former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide or the current president, Michel Martelly.
But the difference is with our group, we have all those people in one group, and all those people are fighting for only one cause, human right and human dignity.
Este es un mensaje para todos los dominicanos. Me dicen el gringo aplatanado.
New activists are stepping up too. A white Columbia University grad student who spent time in the Dominican Republic posted a YouTube message arguing against the law. The video closes with a series of young Dominicans saying, "Ese no se hace," you don't do that in Spanish.
Eso no se hace.
Eso no se hace.
The video spawned a Facebook page and a recent conference at Columbia that drew a variety of people, including many Dominican Americans. Raquel Batista, a lawyer and immigrant rights activist here, says she and other Dominican Americans have been active on this issue for a while.
There's definitely been a growing group of supporters here in the Dominican community for a very, very, very long time.
That support doesn't surprise Edward Paulino, a professor at John Jay College who focuses on Haitian-Dominican issues. He says that Dominicans here, especially undocumented immigrants, connect with Haitians who now find themselves in this legal limbo over citizenship. Paulino also knows that connections between the Dominican Republic and Haiti run deep back home. Recently, he was on the border that divides the two countries on the island of Hispaniola. Paulino said that people there told him to deliver a message to the wider world.
Tell the people out, wherever you go, that we have a history of working together. We don't like the ruling, but here, real life is about coexisting. It's really the only thing they've known for more than 200 and 300 years, and that is trading with each other and knowing each other.
The Dominican Constitutional Court has given the country's election board 1 year to review civil registries and identify people whose citizenship could be revoked under the new ruling. The old connections along the border and the newly energized activists in the U.S. are set to be tested. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace, New York City.